Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You're halfway to the weekend, and I love it. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What's up, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Yes, Tamara, good morning. And we just want to say happy birthday, Tamara.
We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip and party like it's your birthday. And you know,
Tamara straight up dancing in the, I was gonna call it the phone booth.
The fish tank, yeah. Yo.
Our room right on the side. And she's over there bouncing and whatnot. Looking extra fly this morning for this early in the morning. Tamara, what's going on? You got a sexy date going on tonight or what?
Maybe.
Yes, your lashes look on point today. Just
so you
know.
Thank you.
Not that they don't every other day.
That is one of those situations though. When you get up this early in the morning and you do morning radio, it's like if you're gonna do anything in the afternoon, you got to come with it in the morning.
Oh yeah.
But people notice immediately. Like you come in there, like why are you wearing a tuxedo and a top hat? You're like, I've got an event tonight. You got, and I don't have time to go home.
You got to go to court today or what? What's going on? You know, looking great, Tamara.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. We love you.
Thank you.
Enjoy it to the max. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're looking cool tonight, too.
I'll take it.
Hey, so I came across this really silly study, man, and it just caught my attention because you ever read something, like, and it's like clickbait, and then you go on it, and you're like, oh, sometimes it's just, like, nonsense, right?
Uh-huh.
But there's other times you're like, oh, my gosh. This is reality.
The ones that get me are the ones where they're like the largest athletes in all of history, and it's one of those ones where you have to click through like 31 pages.
Oh my gosh!
You have to like on the page, you have to go like, all right, where's the next button? And they disguise it so you click on all these weird ads, and then you can just feel your computer dying.
See, I'm a sucker for the BuzzFeed quizzes. Like
oh
every single
my
one,
gosh,
it's like
no.
It's like which One Direction member is your true love? And I'm like, I don't know why, and I'll just be like clicking on like all of them. Like which Disney princess are you? Like it's like, every single one.
How mad do you get when it's like Louis Tomlin and not Harry Styles?
I mean,
those quizzes?
You know,
I mean, you're like, you know what? You're wrong. I'm doing it again, BuzzFeed.
I do. I have done them a couple times for sure.
The one I came across is like small things that most men and women do differently. Okay, so I'm going to do this test on you guys. Ready?
Okay.
It was basically like find out if you're really a man or a woman.
Okay.
I clicked on it because apparently
this could be confusing.
Apparently, I don't know. So I'm like, well, I don't know. Am I a man or am I a woman? I don't know. So I'm going to do this test on Chelsea and Brian. And for those of you listening, you can do the test as well. Just make sure if you're driving, you do it safely, okay?
Just do it mentally.
Yeah. So just real quick, don't think about it too much. If I asked you right now, if you're wearing a t-shirt, okay? And if I asked you to take off your t-shirt, how would you go about it? Chelsea, how would you take off your t-shirt? What would you do?
I would pull it over my head.
But from like, where? Where do you grab it from?
From the bottom.
Oh, yeah, dude. I yank the top. The
you
neck.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
You do this.
So men yank it from the collar.
Oh, interesting.
And then we pull it up over, and then we kind of fight with it. We're just like, get off me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like we're getting choked out. You know, women have stuff underneath their shirt that they can't just yank it off because then they might lose a bra. They might lose something else.
True. Chelsea, women usually, they kind of cross their arms in front of them,
exactly.
Grab the bottom, and then pull over.
Uh-huh.
Which I have never taken off a shirt like that ever in my life. That sounds complicated.
It's sexy.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why you do it. All right, here's another one. So there it is. That's confirmed, right?
Nailed it.
Number two, if I asked you to block your cough, how would you do it? Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Man, how do I don't. I usually just do it in my shirt. Like I put my shirt over my face.
He's like, it's like I do it like I'm taking off my shirt. So according to the study, is men will do a fist in front of their mouth,
and I do elbow.
And then Chelsea or women usually do like an open hand.
Oh, I didn't like, do that. All right, so.
You're like a cool chick, so you do the dab.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Dope, Chelsea.
I probably do the fist
incorporated too. Dance move.
I haven't been sick in a long time. Knock on wood. So I sneeze more than I cough because I have bad allergies.
Yeah, especially here in SoCal, bro. Also, last but not least. If I asked you to show me your hands, how would you do it? Chelsea, show me your hands real quick. Oh, that's interesting. So usually what they're saying is that if you're a man, you show it with your palms out. And if you're a woman, usually you show it with your nails out. But depends if you have a manicure or not.
Mine need to be done.
That's why you showed me your palms, yes, Chelsea.
I did.
Isn't that interesting? Just
insecure about your nails.
I guess so. I didn't realize I was, but apparently.
But today's Tamara's birthday, so she would have shown me her nails because her nails did. Look at them. Looking fly.
Girl. That's funny.
There you go, guys. If you need some help confirming if you're a man or a woman.
So I'm 1.5 dude and Chelsea's 1.5 lady. Yeah. That's interesting.
There we go.
You guys are hybrids.
Good way to start the Wednesday.
There you go. Hey, Ty, coming up next in 4 more minutes, we got Lucid Dreams, also Better Now, 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We got a feel good story of the day for you right now. Also, the damn he dumb story of the day.
Damn he dumb.
But once again, after you hear the story, you kind of want these guys as your best friends because they're DFW. They're down for whatever.
Down for dumb.
DFD.
I feel like that's like the number one qualification with maintaining being my best friend into your 30s is you got to be able to do dumb stuff that's funny. Like funny dumb. Not dumb like now I got a criminal record.
Right.
Dumb as in like, haha, that's silly.
Like you want to be entertained.
Yeah, let's trend on the internet. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. So big shout out to all. There's a lot of restaurants that are doing tons of good right now. And, you know, out of these wildfires that we've had, you know, out of the ashes, really beautiful stories have come out, how the community is coming together and helping each other out. Right. Special shout out. Read the story out of Agora Hills, a restaurant owner by the name of Marco Gonzalez. He actually asked the authorities permission on Friday morning. Hey, can we please stay behind lines during the Woolsey fire? They have a short staff of cooks. We want to stay behind and be able to provide you guys food while you fight the fires. And of course, with the authorities, they're like, yes, you can. You know, he was in a certain location where it wasn't necessary for him to evacuate. Mm-hmm. So as of Friday till today, they have fed over 1,000 first responders and evacuees.
Wow.
And just the same small staff that decided to stay behind. And they're just cooking up a storm, helping everybody out, and just continuously feeding the families. And that name of that restaurant, if you want to continue supporting and give them love in return, is called Tavern 101 Grill and Tap House. It's along Roadside Drive there in Agora Hills. So congrats. Big shout out to Marco Gonzalez for doing that and his entire staff.
It's a really good restaurant, too. I don't know if they still have a comedy night, but they used to have one on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And it's one of those places that has a ton of good beers. And then they also have a mixture of good pub food.
Yeah.
You know, like good old-fashioned chicken fingers and fries. But you can always tell the quality of restaurant when you order the chicken fingers. You're like, ooh, these aren't just like from a freezer bag.
Yeah.
Wait, there's actually chicken inside.
Oh, look at that.
Have you ever gotten those chicken fingers? You're just like, it's just crust. The outside, and that's it,
like,
bro.
What am I eating right now?
Right?
This is not gluten free.
Like at a weird gas station on the way to like Nevada, and you bite in, it's all just deep fried, and you think you got like, you're like, I have like an extra piece of strip left, and it's just like fried garbage.
That's all it is, man. Big shout out to my buddy Gabriel, also. He's the owner of Tacos Way. He took food out yesterday to first responders in Camarillo, burritos, tacos, and whatnot. And there are tons of restaurants and people doing this. Shake Shack is getting involved and donating 100% of their proceeds out in the Valley and Ventura County as well. So it's absolutely amazing how selfless people are being and say, hey, we need to help and unite.
Well, you're going to have to keep supporting a lot of these restaurants because some of these restaurants are going to be in areas that are going to be rebuilt, evacuated. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the same. They're going to have the same clientele they've had for a long time. So hopefully, like, a lot of people step up maybe, you know, to literally once they're done, you know, once we are rebuilding from these fires, it's not going to be the same, you know, neighborhoods.
Right.
It's going to take a long time for those things to repair themselves. So, yeah, just keep supporting those folks.
And again, thank you to our first responders, police officers, firefighters, EMTs, volunteers, all the above. Thank you for the amazing work that you guys are doing. All right, now we got the damn he dumb story of the day.
Damn he dumb.
Brian, take it away.
It was getting too nice in here. Let's talk about some dumb people.
Yeah.
This one's coming out of Russia, the city of Vladivostok, whatever, something like that.
Reminds me of that, right? Huh?
Vladivostok.
Exactly. We mashed his name together. Sounds like a Russian fighter. Okay. The Zolotoy Bridge. It's a far east city in the Russian city, and they built a bridge in 2012 and closed it to pedestrians in 2015. A video went viral on the internet of you're not allowed to cross as pedestrians. Some very creative Russian folk decided to build a like what looks like a cardboard bus,
like a school bus,
like a, school
it's like
bus,
a yellow school
so
bus,
good.
And try to trot across the bridge as if they were in a vehicle. They are turned around immediately by a Russian traffic cop and forced to go back. There's a video of a car going like, "Why are you stopping him? They're in a vehicle." Like,
that's funny.
It reminds me of every time you see somebody who's in a horse costume,
yes,
where one set of legs is the butt, uh-huh, and one set of legs is the head, because the bus is like not at the same pace, and there's one person who's way too slow, and there's one person who's too short, so you can see like their shoulders, and there's someone who's too tall, whose like head is coming out of the bus in the top.
And someone's going too fast, someone's going too slow, so the guys in the middle are like crashing into each other, back and forth, and the video's hilarious. It's up in our stories on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio, and it's hilarious because you see the little feet, and then there's this yellow cardboard box over them as a bus, and you see like a cop walk up, literally like, walking up to them and just signal like pull over to the side.
I love it.
U-turn. Get out of here.
Turn around. And then the guys just kind of all turn around in a U-turn and pull over to the side.
I wonder what their conversation inside the box was, like what they're saying to each other. They like, for sure had to be like high or something.
Play
right?
It cool.
Like
this, yeah. Play it cool. Don't look guilty.
All right, who's going to be the one that talks? All right.
On the count of three, we're going to take off the cardboard box and say we're getting attacked by bees. So there you go. But you also kind of want to hang out with these guys. Dammy dumb. But they're pretty dope.
I want to borrow their bus and take it to the Jack in the Box drive-thru here on Wilshire and La Brea. Like, I really want to see if that would work. I know it probably won't. It probably won't even trip off the sensors. We'd be jumping like, come on, route sign!
I'm sure the Jack in the Box here has seen crazier things than that, for sure.
That's a great point.
97.1
Amp.
Amp
Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Linda from Diamond Bar, good morning.
Good morning, Edgar. What's up?
What up, Linda? What's on your mind?
You know, we just
hanging
out.
Edgar. You know what? I hang out with you guys every morning.
Aww.
You guys are an amazing team.
Oh, thank
you.
You're awesome.
Linda, is that the only reason why you called in?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I feel like when a good service is given, you need to let them know.
All right, like, with tips? Feel free to give us 15% tip. You can never do it that way.
The good thing radio's free, so it's going to cost you nothing.
Or send bagels.
Send bagels. There we are. Chelsea. She calls in to be nice, and we're just like, can you send us breakfast?
I need to let you guys know. You guys have taken over my office.
Linda, I'm just shocked. You're so nice. Thank you so much for that. Because it's not even like we're giving out tickets right now.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So usually people tell us this stuff after we say, hey, you want Disneyland tickets. Oh, did I tell you we love you guys? Everybody in my family wants to see you.
So true.
No, it's not about that. It's just about like my commute is so much better. I have to tell you honestly.
And thank you for listening to us, though. Where do you work? So we can send a shout out to your workplace.
I work at St. Joseph Healthcare.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you for all that you guys do.
Yeah, I keep everybody healthy.
Mm-hmm. Linda, thank you and your entire office for supporting us. We love you and have a great day and great Thanksgiving. Happy holidays, all of the above.
Same to all of you and keep doing what you're doing.
Call in anytime and tell us we're awesome.
Every morning, please.
Every morning. And one day I will send bagels. Seriously.
No, you don't have to
today.
Do that. But please, if you do, this is our address is.
Asiago. Linda, hey, Ty, we're going to give you our boss's phone number off the air so you can call him too. All right, hold on. I need Linda as my life coach.
I know.
Just saying.
Those Come positive on. Affirmations in the
right?
morning.
Right.
Thank
it.
You. Gosh darn it.
I know.
You're a good person and people like you.
Thank you, Linda. You're awesome. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
So this is exciting. Netflix has announced a new reality show.
Oh.
And it involves Cardi B.
All right.
Okay.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So Netflix is getting in on the singing reality competition game, although it's a little bit different than what's out there right now.
Okay.
Because they're looking for the next big rapper.
I'm
beginning to feel like a rap god. Rap god.
So it's a show called Rhythm and Flow, and it already has some serious star power behind it. John Legend is one of the executive producers. And the three judges will be, this is very exciting, Chance the Rapper.
That's dope.
T.I.
Wow.
And Cardi B.
That's legit. That's
How
legit.
Good is that?
Your big year keeps going, man.
Yeah. So apparently they're about to be in production, and it should premiere next fall. So
what's
going to
what's gonna be cool about that, right, like any Netflix show, is like you don't have to wait an entire week to see what happens in the next round or whatever it may be. You can just binge watch it and be done with it in a day.
Yeah.
This last year, Netflix got into the reality competition game heavy. My buddy just taped a dating show where you date they put like 30 people in a house and you're blindfolded the entire time. You never, it's pitch black. You're never able to see the person. And it was for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And then if you fall in love with someone, you get to see him at the end.
Oh shoot. And it's all based off of conversation.
Yeah. It's all based off conversation chemistry. But
can you like hug each other?
I'm not exactly sure. We couldn't get into details because it doesn't come out until the spring.
Oh, okay.
But the crazy thing is that I hadn't heard that Netflix was getting into this whole reality situation. And now they're diving all the way in. But I agree with you. You can binge watch them.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. That'll be fun to watch.
Absolutely.
All right. So most of us have had those nights where we had a little too much to drink and, you know, made a fool of ourselves. Brian.
Wrong.
We've talked about this before. We both had those
nights. That's how I live my life, man.
I know.
you have no good stories unless you make a fool of yourself a few times here and there.
It's good for radio. Good content. So this is funny. John Mayer actually admitted that he was that guy at Drake's 30th birthday party, which was 2 years ago. He even said that he made quite the fool of himself, is what he said. The words he used, quite the fool of himself. And he was forced to have a serious conversation with himself about quitting alcohol. He said, so I was on my sixth day of the hangover. That's how big the hangover was. He said,
six days?
He goes, I looked out the window and went, okay, John, what percentage of your potential would you like to have? Because if you say you like 60 and you'd like to spend the other 40 having fun, that's fine. He goes, but I went with 100. And he said, at first, when I stopped drinking, it was really boring, but he's stuck with it and he feels better than ever.
I don't blame him for getting that hammered at Drake's birthday. You know how uncomfortable that's got to be for John Mayer to be at? Like, I've seen Drake's parties. Not a lot of John Mayer guys walking around there having conversations about acoustic guitar and ballads and your body is a wonderland. I can just imagine, like, you'd have to drink yourself senseless just not to feel uncomfortable on the dance floor.
I think John Mayer would be a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a little different vibe. And, Drake wants to be John Mayer. The guy wants to sing. Majestic, you're a huge Drake fan. You were just at one of his concerts, right?
Yeah.
And what did you mention to me that you saw?
I felt like almost every song was a ballad. Like, he kept singing. Well, even his hard rap songs, he was like singing ballads.
Drake is definitely in touch with his emotions. Yes. That's for sure. Well,
he'll sing and then he has to bring out somebody hard on the song, like Travis Scott or something.
I love the idea. Like, I keep picturing it in my head, like John Mayer running around on the dance floor just like that guy, and everyone, all these big celebrities are sitting there being like, man, that guy.
You know,
I just like love the idea of him being the hot mess.
You know, he dances like a girl at Coachella. Like really feeling it.
You think he gets like white girl wasted?
That's why he had to quit drinking.
So good.
That's
all
awesome.
Right, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But this report is brought to you by Ski Dazzle, which goes down this weekend, November 16th through the 18th at the LA Convention Center. Every adult admission gets a free lift ticket from one of six resorts, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
For more information on how to get tickets, you can head to skidazzle.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up next in the 7 o'clock hour, we have 4 tickets for you to experience the holidays at Disneyland. Stay tuned.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
What's been your weirdest Prego craving? Does it even compare to my wife's craving that she texted me last night? We're pregnant, 5 months right now, with our second baby on the way. We're already blessed with a beautiful daughter. Her name is Ariela. She's almost 2 years old in December. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Call or text. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio. Thank you for hanging out with us. So downstairs, I had just gotten back. My mom's been in the hospital for over a week. So as soon as the show ends, I go over to the hospital. About 8 p.m., I drive back home. And I get a text because I'm downstairs. She's upstairs putting Ariela to sleep. And I get a two-part text, okay, because she heard me come in the door, right? She says, love, please bring me a cup filled with half juice, orange juice, half lemonade, con tres hielos and tajin, 3 ice cubes, and tajin chili powder.
Wow.
And 7 cookies. Your baby's hungry.
I love it.
Smiley face, gracias, heart emoji. And then, like a few seconds later, and a pickle too, please. Love you.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
What is going on? It's like she had a second thought. Like, and the pickle too. And I just responded, kill me. I said, okay, baby, yo también te amo. I also love you. Con o sin tajin, with or without tajin powder. And of course, I'm going to get her whatever she wants because she's a pregnant woman and that's what you do. She's the one carrying my child.
It's playing it safe.
Has to go through labor. And plus, Janet has been absolutely amazing. She's been a rock. And I'm so grateful for her during this time where my mom, is going through a difficult time with her health. Jan's basically being a single mom right now, and she's been holding it down, so super grateful for her. But we want to hear your weirdest Prego cravings, 877-971-HITS. Justin, I know you got tons of friends that have been getting pregnant lately.
Yeah.
What have you heard that you're just shocked? And I think secretly, a lot of women like have always wanted to try these
yeah.
foods,
right?
But they feared getting judged, and now they just blame it on the baby.
I don't know about this
women,
one.
Women have like, but the, women like have cravings and tastes like that are different than dudes anyway. Because like you know, when you have your cycle once a month, like a woman could be like, "I want this," you're like, "Yo, that's all good." Whatever you want.
Your wish is my demand.
Yo, if you want to dip carrots in gravy, yeah. you do your thing.
My favorite one was one my friend, I think she was like 7 months pregnant this time, and she's like, hey, come over, let's order pizza, let's have like a girls' night in, whatever. So I show up to her place, and I walk in the door, and it just smells weird. Like, it smells bad. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I thought it was going to smell like pizza. We ordered pizza. And I walk in, and I open the pizza box she ordered, and she got anchovies on it,
ugh.
Jalapenos, and pineapple.
Wow.
And never, wow. like, she's never, yeah. she doesn't even like fish. Like, she's one of those friends, like, I can't even get to go to sushi with me.
Right.
And here she is ordering, like, anchovies, which is like, I mean, I felt like it was like the Ninja Turtles, you know? That was like, so it reminded gross. Me of.
Are you yeah. having Ninja Turtle?
It's like every bite is a different weird flavor of yeah. the pizza. The only crazy craving that I've ever had, I mean, I've had friends who've been pregnant and had weird taste cravings, but this is the one that blows me away, and I don't know if this is just unique to her, but my friend Jackie got pregnant. She loved smelling her dog's feet because she said
what?
They Ew. Smell like Fritos. Like the I'm not kidding. Like dogs, like
sick.
The dusty feet of an indoor dog, like smelling the feet.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is the grossest thing I've ever seen. Stop smelling your dog's feet. He's a lab. And she goes, smell it. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it. She's like, you're not leaving this house unless you smell my dog's feet. Like, and I did. And it smells like Fritos, like the chips, exactly like the chips.
Everyone listening to us now that has a dog so is going to go home and do exactly that.
Go smell your dog's feet. I'm not kidding. It's weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Kathy from Santa Ana, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Kathy. What's been your weirdest Prego craving?
Oh my gosh, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Banana ice cream cone dipped in popcorn, then a bunch of chocolate chip cookies with pickles.
Oh. Okay, you know, I'm not mad about that.
I am. Are you kidding me?
No.
I don't understand the wild swing. I get all like the banana and the cookie and the ice cream, but then all of a sudden, where the hell does pickle come from?
Well, pickles are amazing.
Listen,
well,
pickles
but not with the ice cream
are probably the number one food that pregnant women
yeah,
crave.
I mean, I get
thing.
The salty vinegary situation. Uh-huh. That's a very pronounced flavor. But now you're doubling it up with bananas and ice cream. I need an explanation. I'm not just going to take that at face value.
Explanation.
I don't know, but it was always done in one sitting. The pickles really have a certain kind of bite.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this though: if she's craving pickles,
yeah,
she's having a boy, hands down.
Listen, that's interesting. So, but she also craved pickles last pregnancy. I think she's always craved pickles. My wife, though. But you know, you don't have to give explanations. You could just be like my wife. She just blames everything on the baby.
That's true.
I'm like, babe,
problem.
Why this? She's like, it's your baby.
Yeah. Don't blame me.
I love that. I can't wait till I can use that excuse.
We're That's in bed, great. And all of a sudden I'm like, babe, what's that smell? She's like, it's your baby.
Your baby farted. Your baby farted.
Exactly. I'm gonna go out someplace.
I'm going to have a real problem if my girlfriend ever wants pickles. I can't do pickles. I can't touch
really?
Them. I can't even look at them in the jar.
No way.
I think they're the most disgusting thing on the planet. I can't even walk down the pickle aisle at the store
what?
Without like get dry heaving a little bit.
I hope that's all she wants the entire pregnancy.
It's going to be. It's going to be because she's that kind of an annoying person that she's stubborn and she's just gonna be like, "Ma, I want pickles. That's all I want."
You're like, the baby wants it. She's like, "No, I just want to see you cringe."
Yeah.
I don't want either one of you in my life. I'm leaving.
Bye, Kathy. Thank you so much for calling in. Blessings to you and your beautiful baby.
Thanks.
Hit us up at 877-971. Hits Brian. What are our texts saying, bro?
Oh, we got great ones right here. We got from one lady texting said 213, a Whopper with Doritos and chopped up Snickers inside a chunky monkey ice cream.
What?
Soup.
That's a little too much for me.
For the 323, we got Taco Bell, a Twix, Nestle Strawberry, Quick Milkshake, and a Sprite.
There you go.
We got a great one from the 614. When I was pregnant, I loved dipping everything in peanut butter, Oreos. I liked dipping them in pickle juice. And I also loved smelling my Mastiff's feet as well. They smell like Fritos. It's a real thing.
That's so bizarre.
Dog's feet smell like Fritos. And my pregnant friend Jackie did it too. She just like stick her face in it and just like...
Why did they just do they then get Fritos and eat the Fritos?
They didn't want Fritos. What? They just wanted the smell off the feet.
Wow. Yeah, because then if they eat the Fritos, it's like that's they're weird. Eating the yeah. dog's feet. That's weird.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't with this.
On Instagram, juicyj_1193, my craving was waffles with pickles and lots of syrup and whipped cream all together. And baked hot Cheetos with mustard.
What?
Hey, kill me. Shapri from Ontario, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us. So what's your weirdest Prego craving?
Okay. And I'm like 35 weeks today, actually.
Congrats.
So, yeah, I'm having two girls.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. Double dang. Trouble.
So last week, I wanted a burger so bad. So I made me a burger. It had the whole shebang on it, lettuce, tomato, mayo, ketchup. And I stopped. I'm like, you know what? Chocolate sounds so bomb. And we have chocolate syrup in the fridge. So I added chocolate syrup on my burger along with some almonds. And it was the best thing I've ever had.
Did you dip the burger? Or did you actually just take the bun, top of the bun off and put it on with like the ketchup and mustard?
I took the bun off and I just put all
went
the
for it.
Like if it were Thousand Island or ketchup or mustard, you just put right. it on that chocolate on it, right?
I had to.
Oh my gosh.
It's like if Cold Stone made a burger.
Yeah. I know you'd probably sell that idea to someone.
Right. Exactly. That's got to be weird because probably one of your twins wants something and the other one wants a different thing. And that's probably why you get this crazy mashup.
You did a good compromise there.
I'm thinking that too, honestly. And you know what? My babies are half-breed. They're little black and Mexican babies.
They're Mexican. How cute.
Yes, the black Mexican babies.
I love it. Shapri, blessings to you and your pregnancy. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Sabrina from Montebello, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us. What was your weird Prego craving?
It was macaroni and cheese mixed with goldfish crackers.
Whoa, mind blown.
And ketchup.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm trying that.
Chelsea. I kind of am too, right?
Don't even.
I kind of want that too. I usually do sriracha and macaroni and cheese because I love to set everything on fire before I eat it. But man, goldfish crackers and macaroni, why is that not a thing that a restaurant's doing? That's amazing.
Genius. Sabrina, there you go. I think you just found out how to pay off college for your child. Create that recipe, girl.
The Craving Kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
Why isn't that a food truck? I go Craving Kitchen.
Yes. With all the mashups that moms put together.
Right?
Food truck. That's dope. Sabrina, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Bye. Gardania from Alborn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gardania, what's the weirdest Prego craving?
I actually had a condition called Fika. You crave things that are not food while you're pregnant. So I was craving cleaning supplies. Preferably Fabuloso. I wasn't eating it, but I was craving it.
You just like the smells?
Hold on. And this is like a thing? There's a name for this?
Yes. I would always be, I would ask them if I could wash the dishes because I just wanted to smell it and I wanted to chew like the sponge, but I couldn't.
What?
I wanted to chew the
sponge. Somebody told your doctor that.
It's a condition. It's called Fika.
Wow, Gardenia. But let me say, Fabuloso does smell amazing. It's like the Mexican Mr. Clean.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Just the clean stuff. And it smells amazing.
Is it lemon scent or what's
there's different kind, right? There's lavender, lemon.
Yeah, everything was smelling good.
She's like, I'll take it all.
Gardenia, thank you so much. Did you have your baby already?
Yeah. Well, he's going to be 2 now.
Oh, congrats. Does he like to clean?
No.
He hates it.
He
had the opposite effect.
Gardenia, thank you for calling in. Happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. It's kind of like these babies are holding women hostage. Like, you better feed me these crazy things, you know, or else I'm going to kick you or something, you know?
Or at least they just have the ability to finally live the life they've wanted to live when it comes to foods and cravings, and they can just blame a baby, and the baby can't say nothing about it.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I'm excited for that.
And the baby daddy's definitely not going to say anything about it. We ain't carrying the baby. We're delivering it. Whatever you say.
You run your ass right back downstairs and get 7 cookies. Yeah. That's what you do.
Amen to that, bro. And a couple extra just in case.
Yeah, just start showing up with 7 cookies.
I'm not judging. You deserve 20 cookies, babe. Get out of here. All right, man. Keep posting on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Super funny to see all the Prego cravings.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Right about now, I'd like to introduce our girl, Alexa. It's Busted Up Amazon Echo. Good friends with Brian.
You guys make it sound like that's my only friend. I just sit in the office all morning long just talking to an Amazon Echo.
I think it's so, because you said your roommate hasn't been around for like 4 weeks, bro. So I think Alexis just kind of keeping you company.
I mean, how can I do, man? My man Ryan's in love. Like, I'll never see him again. It's just me talking to Alexa all day.
He's that one friend. As soon as he gets into a relationship, he disappears.
I love those friends.
Do you?
Yeah.
You hate those because you're single.
What? Really?
I'm just saying, you miss them.
It's like the movie.
I need some wing woman.
It's the movie Bambi. Chelsea just watches them all just trickle off.
Aww. Oh, well, this is depressing now. So, good times.
Your girl's Alexa here, though. She has your back.
Yeah, she always does.
She's really girl power. All right, the first question is from Madison in Santa Clarita. And she says, hey, Alexa, should I be concerned about how much food I'm going to eat during the holidays?
Yes. You should absolutely be concerned about how much you eat during the holidays.
That's messed up.
You should be concerned that you are not eating enough.
That's right.
It is your obligation during the holidays to eat as much food as is physically possible, and then eat more. Sorry, those aren't my rules. Those are the rules that we all have to live by during the holidays. You don't get a cheat day. It is called a cheat season. You need to pig out on food relentlessly to show respect.
That's true.
There you go, man. You know my favorite thing, and thank you, Alexa, for backing us up on that, is the leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff, you know that? Like, those leftovers are good till, like, Christmas.
Well, you make a sandwich out of them, too.
Yeah, you just keep going, man. I love that.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in college, I was at the University of Laverne. I went back to Seattle for Thanksgiving. My mom was super concerned. We didn't have any food, right?
Yeah.
So she was like, I'm going to pack you a checked bag full of food, right? So she wrapped up all this stuff in tin foil, like a full ham in tin foil, like stuffing everything. She put, cooling devices like little frozen blocks inside the bag. Of course, the bag on the way back here to Ontario Airport gets lost.
No!
Yeah.
That quote-unquote lost.
Yeah. Right.
Except for the people checking the bags. That's right. Having a feast.
They call me like 3 weeks later and like, hey, we got your bag. And it's like some old busted checked bag. And they're like, do you want it? I was like, nah.
No. You can take care of that. That's your problem now.
Unwrap that three-week-old ham. Yes. All right, this next question is from Jeff in Studio City.
What up, Jeff?
Hey, Alexa, should I drink at my company holiday party this year?
Uh-oh.
Ha 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 ha. No, you should definitely not drink at your work holiday party, unless you love embarrassing yourself in front of your coworkers.
So true.
I am convinced that is the only reason that companies have holiday parties. So, they can get a bunch of dirt on the people that they work with. That being said, going to a work party and staying sober is a great way to get a little leverage on your bosses for a promotion. Just get them all drunk and then make sure you take videos of them doing stupid stuff. Wait. Did I just pitch blackmail as a way to get a raise? Oh, well. I bet it would work.
I mean, it'd be a strong move.
That's tough, man. That's always a thing. Like, I feel there's the last company I worked at, we used to make bets on, like, who was going to hook up, who was going to be, like, the drunkest. Like, it always got wild.
Did you work on the production of The Bachelor?
Actually, I did work on that show at one point in my career, so.
We should make, for everybody, we should make a holiday party bingo, where we have a bingo board, and if you see it at your company, holiday party, like, people hooking up in the coffee room, someone too drunk, someone telling a story about their wife and their wife pissed.
Kind of like that game Clue, where you're just trying to guess where people are going to get it on.
Exactly. All right, last question from Noelle in Seal Beach. Hey, Alexa, what do you think about wearing stretchy pants?
Stretchy pants are the greatest invention in the history of inventions. At this point, I don't know why anybody makes pants that aren't stretchy pants. Ha 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 ha. Who doesn't want pants that grow with you during the day? Nobody likes feeling like a big old fatso after eating or drinking at a party or barbecue. Mm-hmm. I think stretchy pants are a metaphor for modern day life. We all want flexibility and to not hate ourselves and feel like shit when we eat enough food to feed a small village.
Amen, sister!
I'll tell you what, I haven't worn jeans in probably 4 months. Because doing this morning show, I feel like I will admit there was... Last week, I put jeans on and drove a block and went back put my yoga pants on again because why
would I? Restraining.
Like these yoga pants are everything.
It's these bagel Mondays.
That's true.
I'm not going to lie. I secretly envy my wife who's pregnant right now. She has those like pregnant pants.
Like the stretchy top.
It's got a little stretchy like kangaroo pouch for her little belly. And I'm just like, damn, I wish I had those. When I go eat tacos, you know what I'm saying? Gordito problems.
Everyone should get a pass to wear those kangaroo pouch pants on Thanksgiving. Yeah, just post up on the couch and watch football.
Seriously.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And if you're in a relationship, you're either freaked out about meeting your significant other's family or excited. You know, there's some people that are excited to spend some time, and others are just fearful because every time there's drama,
right. Somebody
doesn't look at you right, or so-and-so doesn't like you, or you don't like them. And we have our listener on the line. Her name is Alyssa from West Covina, and she wants to hear from you. She needs some advice whether to continue to date or eliminate her boyfriend of 2 years because his mom doesn't like the way she dresses. She says she dresses way too sexy, and for that reason, he won't have her over for Thanksgiving or any holiday.
Like he's afraid
to avoid the drama.
Afraid to have her around the house.
Yeah. Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for reaching out. So how bad is it, and how did you find out that his mom doesn't approve of the way you dress?
Oh, it's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. I guess about a year and a half ago, I met his mom. I don't even remember what the event was, but that was the first time that I met. And that was actually after only we had been dating for about 6 months. And I mean, I'm not wearing like no clothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not hugely baggy things, but I mean, I'm proud of my curves and I want to wear clothing that I feel good about and confident in. And the first time that I was over there, which like I said, was like a year and a half ago, his mom threw a blanket at me and said, Whoa. Have some respect.
No.
Wait, hold up. She threw a blanket at you, like cover up and then have some respect?
Yeah. Jeez.
What did you say?
I didn't know what to do. I didn't really say anything. I just like held the blanket and stood there.
Did she have in your mind, when you look back at it, any sort of grounds, or was this lady overreacting?
I think that I had a little bit of cleavage. It wasn't like insane. I mean, I have big boobs.
You should be like, why do you think your son's with me? No, just playing.
But there's also like, there's like a generational thing too. Like there's definitely been times where like I've worn something tighter when I was younger in high school, my dad being like, go put something else on. I'm like, this isn't even that bad, but it's there's a generational difference in how you dress.
So Chelsea, you know, what do you recommend for Alyssa? Continue to date or eliminate?
I mean, for me, I would definitely say eliminate. And here's why. Because I think that for me, for the fact that he isn't sort of like sticking up for you and like trying to aid the situation, he's kind of ignoring it.
Yeah, what does he say?
It just makes me feel like he's not thinking of you as a long-term girl in his life.
Yeah.
On the flip side to that, because there are some gangster-ass moms out there, and they're listening to us right now, like, their sons are probably scared. And this can go either way, guys, because I've gone through the experience where, also, I have aunts, right? I grew up in Santa Ana, in Delhi. At that time, a lot of, like, gang violence and so on and so forth in Santa Ana, California. And my aunt wouldn't allow her daughters to bring over any men or boyfriends that look like cholos. Like gangster, dress baggy, so on and so forth. And she wasn't cool with that whole situation, you know? So my whole point of view with that is like, is it too much to ask that when you do go visit family, just to try to make it peaceful, just for you to maybe cover up a little bit more? It's not like you have to change completely who you are. Have you thought about that, or is that too much to ask?
I would say that I think about that before I even get dressed, and so I am dressing more conservatively than I normally would.
Well, the thing about it is that at this point, it's not even so much the dress, because clearly you know that she doesn't like it. You know that she's old school. At this point, it's more like homeboy just would rather not bring you around than deal with the issue, which means, I mean, that kind of screams a bigger problem, which is like, is this guy not down for confrontation?
Exactly.
Because he could just tell his mom, hey, she is dressing conservatively. You have your beliefs. She has her style. Leave her alone. This is my girlfriend who may end up being part of the family. So it's kind of screams that this guy's kind of a pansy ass.
So he's probably a victim to LBS as well.
Yeah, little bitch syndrome.
Probably.
I second that.
I think eventually you want your man to stand up for you, right? Look, I'm a married man. And to me, in regards to priorities, it's God, my wife, my children, and then my parents. By all means, that's the way it's got to be. You know, so I get your frustration. Give us a call. What are your thoughts? What do you think Alyssa should do? What would you do in her situation? Your boyfriend of 2 years won't bring you home for Thanksgiving because his mom's like, yo, I don't like the way you dress. You dress too sexy. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. What are our texts saying, Brian? Continue to date this guy or eliminate him?
Well, everyone's basically saying that you can continue dating him if the guy can learn how to, find his pair of, find his junk.
Balls.
Yeah, balls. Get into it. and stand up to his mom a little bit. Holly says, what does the boy's father say about how she dresses? I'm assuming that he had some choice. I'm sure that's one of the reasons the mom doesn't want her dressing with her boobs out.
Maybe the men going to the Thanksgiving dinner dinner are the issue. And all the women are like, we know the men that are coming. Right. We know our family.
We see him staring at you. From Leslie in the 424, I think she needs to eliminate him because guarantee this is going to be a bigger issue in the future. Yeah. My dad's sister never liked my mom, called her names, and was very disrespectful. My dad was always able to stand up for and always put my mother above anyone else because that's who he wanted to spend his life with. So it is like you got to eliminate unless the dude can like just stand up.
Nancy from Inglewood, good morning.
Good morning.
Alyssa's listening to you. What are your thoughts? Continue to date or eliminate?
I'm going to say eliminate. Mm. I'm a mom. And if my son for the first time brought home a girl and her boobs are all the way out, I'm looking at her like, take her back to the Rat Pack.
Wow.
If you're coming in here looking like a hoochie, you probably are. If you walk like a duck, you talk like a duck, you're probably a duck. So 10 wow. times out of 10, I'm a mom, and I'm usually right. So at least put on a turtleneck. Just cover up a little bit.
A turtleneck is not flattering on anyone, so.
Plus, we live in Southern California. Yeah. It's hot as hell.
Well, neither is your boobs and my husband's face either, so I'm going to need you to put a something.
I mean, that is one. That is an issue.
Alyssa, what do you want to say to Nancy, who is judging you on your appearance? If you're dressed sexy or if you're dressed like a hoochie, you are a hoochie.
That is not who I am. I want to dress how I want to dress, and I am thinking about what I'm looking like. I wasn't like going out clubbing. Like, I mean, it wasn't like my whole boob was showing. Like, I just, there was a little bit of cleavage.
Nancy, thank you so much for calling in and giving us your perspective. And you're saying eliminate, basically just get out of this situation. It's too much drama.
Eliminate.
All right. Okay, fantastic. Well. You want to give a shout out to your son's future girlfriends that he's going to bring home?
Yeah, come over. Wear a turtleneck. I don't want to see any boobs with my turkey. Get it together.
There you go.
Turkey only.
Nancy, have a great one.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Cindy from Paris, good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Do you think she should continue to date or eliminate?
I'm thinking that they need to date because his mom isn't dating the girl. He's dating the girl. Maybe eventually, I think they can have the holidays together, but maybe they can have Thanksgiving at her mom's house. Because the mom needs to kind of step out and see, this is my son, this is who he wants to date, and she needs to step out. I understand that she doesn't like the way she's dressing, but she's not dating her.
Right.
Cindy, so in your perspective, you're like, don't allow the mom basically end the relationship.
Exactly.
And you're saying also she should have a conversation with him and just be like, look, we're doing Thanksgiving together no matter what, but you're coming with my family, and that'll prove a point, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I do think when you have a mom that's clearly like this meddling and this obsessed with, you know, you dress like too much of a skank for my son, you know, dress it up. Just by not allowing, just by saying we're going to have Thanksgiving at my girlfriend's house, the mom is not going to be a fan of that after the fact. Yeah. And that'll give him a little leverage to say, hey, we didn't go to your house because you're rude to my girlfriend. And I ain't going to stand for that.
I think it comes down to her having that conversation and how he reacts. Because if he does have her back and wants to be with her, he will go with her and care about how she feels. But then if he says, no, I'm still going with my family, you're just not coming. That to me is like, that's where the real answer is, you know?
Cindy, do you think it's an issue at all that her boyfriend suffers potentially from LBS,
little bitch syndrome?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it is plaguing men, especially around this time of year when you have parents that want to have it their way. Just LBS, it's a problem.
Well, you don't want to ruin your entire family's Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? It's not just all about you, a.k.a.
Right.
I have LBS. All right, Cindy.
There's no cure. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
Cindy, love you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great day.
Bye. Happy holidays. Alyssa, you heard our listeners' opinions. Ultimately, it's your call. It's your life. Are you going to continue to date or eliminate your boyfriend because he won't take you home to mom anymore because mom thinks you dress too sexy?
It's a really difficult decision. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been together for 2 years, and I'm in love with my boyfriend, you know? Mm-hmm. We have a really good relationship. I also have a big issue dating someone who seems like they're not standing up for me.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think I'm going to have to take some more time to think about it because I'm kind of torn right now.
So, Alyssa, we wish you all the best. We understand that this is a very difficult decision for you to make. But is it okay if we check in with you in a few days and see what happens after you have this conversation with your boyfriend?
Yeah, for sure.
Alyssa, thank you so much. Appreciate you reaching out to us.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate your help.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
So YouTuber Lily Singh, also known as Superwoman, has announced that she is taking a break from YouTube. She posted a video on her YouTube channel. What are you laughing?
I just find it funny that she posted it on her YouTube to take a break from YouTube.
Well,
it's like just that.
That's how it works, Brian.
It just made me laugh.
You didn't know. So I'm going to
let people know, right?
Yeah, let's let her speak.
Gotta drive that traffic.
Why do I want to take a break? There's many reasons. First and foremost, my mental health. I am mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually exhausted. I am not my optimal happiness right now. I could be mentally healthier. Which leads me to the second reason I want to take a break. My content. Happiness is the most important thing you will ever fight for. Relevance is not.
I love that.
Yeah. I
think happiness, not relevant.
She's an OG YouTuber, too. She's been around since the beginning. She has 14.5 million subscribers.
Wow.
She also said she might take a week, a month. She doesn't know right now. She just kind of needs to take care of herself. And it's what I can actually relate to this. And I know that sounds like, because I started on YouTube and I didn't have 14 million followers. I had a couple million. But like, I remember feeling that because the platform, it's so demanding of content. And you see everyone always posting so much. And it's like, it's true. Like, you feel like you're not going to be relevant anymore if you stop posting. And then when you start, you're like creating content that you feel like is fun and you're doing it for yourself and your followers. But then it becomes this game of like, oh, I'm creating content just to do it.
It's a duty.
It becomes a duty and a job.
And you could get involved to where it almost becomes your identity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like comparing yourself, how many numbers does that person next to me have? And Chelsea, you being a social media influencer, it's got to be challenging to feel that demand when all of a sudden it's no longer necessarily fun,
but
it's being demanded. What kind of content did she do?
So she does, she's like an actress. So she does a lot of like, she has a bunch of characters she does are really funny. And then just, she does a lot of just like vlogs, kind of everything, to be honest. Challenges. Yeah. She's, like I said, she's been around since the beginning. So she's kind of known for everything.
But let's be honest, like, you're going to lose relevance when you don't put up content. Like, that's it's just part of the business. You take us off the radio, we're like, oh no, 2 months later, we're not relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, that's how the game works. Mm-hmm. So I get it that she's saying, like, it's all about happiness, not about relevance. Well, you built that castle on relevance and the YouTube and like the happiness is one thing, but maybe document it in a different way, because at the end of the day, like, if she stops posting 6 months, someone's going to take her place and it's over.
But that's what she's saying though, right? Her happiness and her peace is more important than being relevant.
We'll
so she's saying,
broke.
I'm okay with not being relevant for a second. And YouTube and social media influencers, I think the competition is even greater than anything, because anybody can have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Legit. Anybody.
Any person. And also going along with that, like you said, it's social media as well.
Even you, Trump. Even you.
Social media, now that there's all videos, it's like, that's a part of the game too. And it's exhausting. So Armie Hammer is slamming all the celebrities who posted selfies to pay tribute to Stan Lee, who, of course, is the mastermind behind Marvel Comics, one of the masterminds. He passed away on Monday, sadly. But Armie tweeted, okay, so touched by all the celebrities posting pictures of themselves with Stan Lee. No better way to commemorate an absolute legend than putting up a picture of yourself. If Stan impacted your life with his work, post his work that touched you the most. Posting a selfie makes his death about you and how cool you felt taking a picture with him. He also said, if your answer to someone's death is to post a selfie, then I think we need a cultural revamp across the board.
Sounds like somebody didn't have a photo with Stan Lee.
Exactly what I was thinking.
What a hater, man. Get out of here.
It's too much. I mean, the thing is, everyone mourns in their own way. And I feel like the fact that he's criticizing people for posting pictures with, I mean, this is someone they looked up to. I've done it before, you know, I don't know. I just think that's too critical.
Yeah, it's too critical. And at least the people that posted the selfie with Stan Lee, rest in peace, at least they got his name right. Not like this newspaper. Did you hear about this?
No.
A newspaper in New Zealand reported on Stan Lee's death, and they wrote it was Spike Lee.
Oh,
no, man.
Just a little bit off.
Spike.
Oh, poor Spike.
Stan Lee, what in the world?
Here's the irony with Armie Hammer's tweet, and I hope he can like step back and appreciate it, is he ripped all these people for posting selfies and making Stan Lee's death about them.
Yeah.
Then he makes Stan Lee's death also about him having an opinion counter to everyone posting the selfie. So at the end of the day, just shut it and say in your own way, like, hey, man, Stan Lee affected my life.
Checkmate.
Yep, exactly. Also, he's going to have a hard time because a lot of the actors that posted photos with him are big actors that he could potentially be in movies with. Robert Downey Jr., Hugh Jackman, Tom Hardy. I'm just saying, that's a lot of drama for you. All right, the Chelsea Report is brought to you by Ski Dazzle, which goes down this weekend, November 16th through the 18th at the LA Convention Center. Resort deals and specials like Mammoth Mountain lift tickets for two of the price of one. You can get those there at Ski Dazzle. For more information on how to get tickets, head to skidazzle.com.
Ski Dazzle.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Is it just me or does this song, Thank You Next by Ariana Grande, kind of remind you a little bit about of like 90s Mariah Carey? It's got that little vibe
to it.
Yeah,
I can see that.
I think it's like the jingly part. Like, yeah. Ding, ding, like the bells and that.
I love that song. It's so good.
It's really
good.
I'm
like so into it. It like takes me back to all my exes, thinking about them and how I'm so amazing.
You know, that's what we should. Oh my gosh, you just gave me a great idea.
What?
Thank You Next. I think we should call all your exes.
Oh gosh.
And you thank them for something, Chelsea.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Jeez. And then you even get Kieran on the phone.
Oh, I don't know, man.
That's
going to
be an expansive call all the way to Amsterdam. I was going to say Amsterdam.
Well, you know.
Amsterdam sounds like that's what it would be in a Disney movie.
Right?
Yeah. Like a Pixar movie. Let's go to Amsterdam, everybody.
Are you down, Chels? Like, I'm sure there's something, as much as you may hate some of your exes, there's got to be something you're thankful for.
Can I translate that sigh she just did? No, she's absolutely not done with that.
Can I think about it?
Think about it.
If I think about it, I mean, probably no.
All right, coming up next, we'll let you know how you can get involved in Brian's Movember movement that we're all backing up, just creating awareness for men's health this month. All right, stay tuned. After Better Now, Post Malone. Good morning. .1 Amp Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. Good morning, we're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Happy hump day. 9:08 right now. And our boy Brian's kicking off a Movember movement that we're all backing up. And we want you to support it and join on board. You know, last month we're supporting women battling cancer. This month we want to support men's health as well. And just be in this together, man, because more than ever, we got to look out for each other. You feel
right.
me? So, Brian, what is it exactly you're doing, bro? How can our listeners join in?
Well, so Movember is just the idea of let's grow mustaches, kind of a silly thing to do, grow a mustache.
Yeah.
Don't shave. Mustaches are just kind of a silly thing in general. But basically just to bring awareness to the fact that like a lot of men don't seek medical care. They don't, you know, they just let things go. So it's all about mental health, physical health. I kind of really, this year is personal for me because my brother just finished his fifth round of chemotherapy for colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And had he not been the one who was owning his own health care issues with not feeling like his stomach was right, they wouldn't have done a colonoscopy and they wouldn't have found that he had stage 3 colon cancer.
And even getting second and third opinions, man. Mm-hmm.
Right, I mean, exactly. Yeah. So
Pat's amazing.
And he's right. He's currently still documenting everything. It's actually like, if you want to follow him, it's at Pat Moot on Instagram. And I repost a lot of his things and we put a lot of his things on at 97.1 as well. But the thing about it is, like for him, this whole chemo journey is now getting to the point where it's like, it's a little bit more, you know, harrowing and physically draining and stuff like that. The first couple rounds, he was like, yeah, I'm going to, and I think it's like everybody who goes through chemotherapy, like, I'm going to kill this thing. I got it.
Yeah.
And then you start to feel like the drain, like, woof, this is a lot. So he and I have been doing a lot of like men's health things. I've got my colonoscopy scheduled for the last week of November.
Okay.
Because the second to last week of November is Thanksgiving. And I don't know if it's a good strategy to be like, I'm just going to go stuff myself silly on Thanksgiving and then get a colonoscopy next
cleanse.
Time. Whatever, man. Back. I'm also not going to do it during the week.
Both you and the turkey getting stuffed.
It's going to be rough. So we're doing Movember. You can follow us at 97.1 Amp Radio /Movember, MOVEMBER. And I am currently, so I have just hit the stage of growing my mustache where it's very awkward. I've grown out, I can grow a pretty strong mustache, but I can't grow the beard.
It looks like you're like going through a breakup right now. You know, it's like you just haven't shaved.
Like every day I get up
just not taking care of yourself. I'm like, ooh, Brian,
I have to move pizza boxes off my nightstand.
She said, you're not taking care of yourself.
That's what
she's
I'm
like
saying.
Worried about you.
I look like hammered trash right now.
You know what's interesting is that your mustache comes in way stronger than the rest of your beard.
Oh, dude, I was meant to be a gunfighter in the Wild West with this mustache.
The stash is strong. You got a nice brocha for sure, bro.
Here's the thing. I'm about a week away from being able to shave like the sad hair that I have all over my cheeks and chin because I hate the stage of, hey, is that guy growing a mustache? You want to have the stage of, that guy has a mustache. You don't want to be the, is he growing a mustache?
That's in between, bro.
Oh, but now it's getting itchy. I'm not a facial hair guy. I don't know how you bearded brothers do it.
Yeah.
Like, just scratchy, and I could feel the hair, like, on the side of my lip getting in my mouth.
Why did Edgar just point to me when we talked about mustaches?
No, because I was going to ask you, kissing dudes.
Yeah.
Are you pro or against stashes?
Stashes, not crazy about them, but yeah. I actually do like a little scruff.
Okay.
Guys, I think it's like, but there's definitely stages. Like when it's growing out and it's like prickly, then it's like, yeah. that's a rash.
Pain.
But then like it gets to a certain point where it's not as prickly.
Yeah, it is. My poor girlfriend, she's very sensitive skin and she's a very pale person. And so like she'll go, is my face look okay? Like after you can like make it out. And I'm like, you're totally fine.
Looks like you took sandpaper to it.
She's got like hives breaking out and stuff.
She needs to wear like protection like for her face, like some type of plastic
a
in between.
Hockey mask.
Yeah.
So I am currently in that awkward stage of I'm about to have a mustache. And here's the other thing too. Movember, man, it's super fun to do, but it also there's a lot of family obligations and I always have like I just ruin everyone's picture.
Yeah.
I'm just I find myself in family pictures when I grow a mustache where everyone's like, hey bro, you're on the go to the left a little farther left, farther. So they can just crop me out.
Like
of the
creepy
photo.
Cousin Brian.
Yeah. And he's going through a breakup, looks really disgusting.
They're like,
right
hey,
now.
Let's do a funny picture where everybody's facing the camera. Brian, you turn around.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that's great. But we're having LA shaved in the back of my head from losing the bet against the Dodgers and Braves. So right now, but it's for men and women. I mean, women grow mustache if you want to. Or you can just donate money and just support the guys in your life that are going through these health things. And let's just bring awareness. It's all about fundraising and awareness. And you could join the Movember team. AmpRadio.com/Movember. Men and women, we got a cool team. Guys are putting their mustache pictures up now. We're starting to raise money and starting to kind of take off. So,
and I think more than anything is because you're going to get asked, right? If you didn't have a mustache before, like, yo, what's going on? And then it's an opportunity to speak about men's health.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it's about. It's like, hey, let's speak about it. Let's be open about it. And let's help each other out. That if a good friend of ours or our dad or uncle, your husband, etc., you see something's up with them and they're like, no, I'll be fine. I'm just going to put some Vicks VapoRub on it. I should be fine. Some Vaporu. It's like, no, let's go get it checked out, you know?
And I think December 1st, with all the folks that are growing their mustaches out with me, I think December 1st, we're going to try to organize some sort of like big classy shaving party. Like, let's go back to our baby faces, man.
Uh-huh.
So we stop rubbing the skin off our ladies' faces.
And not look tore up, like Chelsea said.
Oh, God.
Visit ampradio.com.
Love you, Bri.
/Movember.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Can you help us eradicate cheating from SoCal? Honestly, we just care about SoCal. NorCal can have all the cheaters.
Yeah, whatever.
Go to NorCal.
Even San Diego.
San Francisco.
Just do the border, right? The way we do that is by you calling in and exposing cheaters' tactics so that we all learn from those tactics and not fall victim to them if we're in a relationship,
it's
right?
A cheater's playbook.
Yeah. So call in whether you've been cheated on, tell us how they cheat on you, or if you are a cheater yourself and maybe you're reformed and you want to expose those tactics you use, please, by all means, give us a call, 877-971-HITS, or you can text that number as well, all right?
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Samantha from Whittier with the Girls All Prettier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Samantha, tell us, how did you get cheated on and expose that cheater's tactics?
To be honest, I was the cheater, like, before I got married and stuff.
So you're a changed woman now, reformed.
I am. But when I was in my relationship, I would just hide my text messages by blocking the person. So if I was with my boyfriend, I would just block the person I was texting or the other girl I was texting. Mm. So when we're together, it won't show. But then when we're not around, we, like, unblock and, hey, how are you?
And all the text messages come through, they try to send you when you unblock them?
No, I wouldn't get them. But most of the time, to be honest, I always tell them, oh, I'm in a relationship, but what's up, you know?
Yeah. Chelsea, I'm pretty sure Samantha knew what those text messages were trying to say.
I was guilty of this move when I was like, I would say I was in my 20s. And I was talking to numerous chicks on different dating apps and stuff, and they'd have my number, where the last thing you want, it's not that, you're being rude and you're hiding it, but you also, like, if you're out with somebody, you don't want your phone blowing up. And people who are in a text relationship with you, they're texting you. So you just block them. You really don't even care what they're saying anyway. It's not like you want to have small talk with these people.
Couldn't you just put it on airplane mode?
Problem with airplane mode is that if they see it on airplane mode, they're like, why would you have it on airplane mode? So you just want to block the individual people that you know are hitting you up just to keep it.
Yeah,
because
I didn't want to get, like, other messages not, like, to come in, like my friends or my mom. Mm. You
gotcha.
Know? Because then it'd be weird if nothing comes through. I'd be like, oh, I'm lonely.
Samantha, did you ever get caught cheating?
No. Mm-mm.
She's all proud of it? She's like, hell no.
You were that good at it, huh?
Yeah, what's your number? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Chelsea!
I'm just kidding.
Get it? I'm just kidding.
She's kidding, but then she's like, but seriously.
What's her number?
No, I'm done with that. Now I have kids and a husband, and I don't want to mess around with that and break my family up for 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes, girl.
Damn. What, you can do it twice?
More like 3 minutes. So is there a way around that tactic? Let's say I'm dating somebody and they're blocking their side piece text messages. Is there a way I can figure that out?
I mean, go look at their block numbers.
I mean, yeah.
Be like, yeah, why'd you block nine women?
Damn. Samantha, thank you so much for calling it. I'm glad that you are a reformed cheater, but you're still kind of like snitching on them. Hopefully, yeah, they don't catch up to you. Yeah, for sure. Samantha, thank you. Stay on the line so you can get Chelsea's number off the air, okay?
Oh, no. You, let's not do that.
I'm just kidding.
You guys both need someone to block.
Later, Samantha.
Thank you. Bye. 97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Right about now, Dopest Moment Award. A lot of great moments today, man. A lot of great moments, but... Definitely has to go out to Nancy from Inglewood, up to no good, for being just a gangster-ass mom. Don't you just admire people
that's the truth.
They speak their mind.
Oh, yeah.
They have zero chill. They don't care what you think. They're just
whether you like it or not.
Yeah, they're just going to say it how it is. So I admire that. Probably turned off a lot of people and whatnot, but basically we were asking for advice for a listener. Her name is Alyssa, and the issue with her is that her boyfriend of 2 years won't take her to celebrate Thanksgiving at his house because his mom doesn't like her. The only reason is because she dresses too sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes Nancy from Inglewood giving her some advice on what she thinks from a mom's perspective.
I'm going to say eliminate. Mm. I'm a mom. And if my son, for the first time, brought home a girl and her boobs are all the way out, I'm looking at her like, take her back to the Rat Pack.
Damn.
If you're coming in here looking like a hoochie, you probably are. If you walk like a duck, you talk like a duck, you're probably a duck. So 10 times out of 10, I'm a mom, and I'm usually right. So at least put on a turtleneck. Just cover up a little bit.
A turtleneck is not flattering on anyone, so.
Plus, we live in Southern California. Yeah. It's hot as hell.
Well, neither is your boobs and my husband's face. I need you to put a something.
I mean, that is an issue.
Eliminate.
You want to give a shout out to your son's future girlfriends that he's going to bring home?
Yeah, come over. Wear a turtleneck. I don't want to see any boobs with my turkey.
There you go.
Turkey only.
I told you she's gangster. I mean, she doesn't care.
She just thundered in like a Wild West sheriff in like a movie where she's kicked in the saloon door. She's like, I don't want any breasts unless they own the turkey.
Something tells me that no matter what, she would be a tough mom. Like, she's overprotective. Any girl, there's probably something wrong with them. Like, you know, she'd definitely give them someone a hard time, I feel like.
What screams that? That she just said, wear a turtleneck if you're coming over? That subtle look.
Like, she's a tough one.
Chelsea came in there rude away. Look, nobody looks good in a turtleneck.
I have to object from a fashion standpoint.
Facts.
No. Callie Kapowski looked real good in a turtleneck. I mean, say by the bell.
Well, that was how many years ago?
Listen, Chelsea. I mean, we're still in love with her.
We can take a little memory lane. A little walk down memory lane right now.
All right, man. Coming up next, we got Jesse Ortiz taking over. Make sure you check out our podcast on the daily. All you got to do is download the radio.com app and search Amp Morning Show, and there we are. We're going to pop up right there with our turtlenecks, all right? Yes, your thing's coming up next. More Disneyland tickets for you. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys.
97.1 Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.